Secretary, I believe we have quorum if you want to take roll.
Good morning. It's 10:49 a.m. on Sunday, February 17th, 2019. I'm going to take roll. Grace Aaron?
Here.
Grace Aaron present. Ken Aaron?
Here.
Ken Aaron present. Jonathan Alexander? Jonathan Alexander absent. Xingyi Bird? Absent. Sandy Childs, excused absence requested. Roberta Eidman, Roberta Eidman present. Jamie Gomez,
here.
Jamie Gomez present. Jan Goodman,
here.
Jan Goodman present. Stephen Kaiser,
here.
Stephen Kaiser present. Maggie LaPique has requested excused absence. Ali Lexa present. Rob Macon currently absent. Barbara Marbach has requested excused absence. Ishmael Parra?
Here.
Ishmael Parra present. Rezapur currently absent. Steve Fried has requested an excused absence. Dorothy Reich, currently absent. Myla Reason?
I'm here.
Myla Reason present. Lawrence Reyes?
Present.
Lawrence Reyes present. Mansoor Sabah? Mansoor Sabah present. Polina Vasilyev?
Present.
Polina present. Fernando Velasquez. Fernando Velasquez currently absent. Lisa Wong. Lisa Wong currently absent. Mr. Chairman, we currently have 12 people present. I believe that is
Rob
quorum.
Just
Rob Makem, so we came in, so we now have 13. We definitely have quorum.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
It's on.
Okay.
I can adjust the
volume. No, that's fine. That's fine. We have quorum. Thank you, Mr. Secretary. This is Jamie Gomez, Chair of the KPFK Local Station Board, and we are beginning our meeting at just about 10:50 a.m. KPFK Local Station Board. We would like to seat our new member, Ralph Hawkins, to replace Stephen Franz. I'm going to assume there's no objections to seating the new board member. So, Mr. Hawkins, if you would like to make a statement just about yourself to allow us to get to know you a little bit better, we would like to give you that opportunity.
Why you ran?
Why I ran?
No, about yourself.
I have some experience in radio in my early days.
About 2 or 3 inches from your mouth.
I think so. Yeah, okay. My name is Ralph Hawkins. I was a general manager of two college radio stations at UC Irvine and UCSD, so I have some insight into administrative matters, and it's an honor and a privilege, and I look forward to getting to know each and every one of you. Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you, Ralph. Welcome to the local station board.
Okay. I have a draft agenda here. First of all, I'd like to point out to the board members that item 3F, questions and answers for treasurer, should read questions and answers for general manager. I don't know if he will be joining us here today, but he had told me that he would be here. Somebody else told me this morning that he was planning to attend April instead of today, but I never received that information from him. We have two items on the agenda, one for old business, one for new business. There is nothing itemized on these items, so unless there's items itemized on this item for new business and old business, then these two items will become moot. So before we vote to approve the agenda, I want to ask if there's any items for new business. Yes, Mr. Reyes.
No, I want to address the agenda.
Okay. Are there any? Are there? Yes, Ms. Reason.
I missed a few meetings, but I had been under the impression that we were asking. Both our general manager and our new program director to attend occasionally so that we could talk to them. I'm just wondering if there's any possibility that in the near future we'll be able to talk to. I know you just talked about the general manager, but how about the program director?
Okay, hold on. One thing at a time. The general manager was supposed to be here today. So do you have a motion for new business? We're actually, did I say new business we're taking right now? Or old business?
We're doing the old business first.
Let's do the old business first. Are there any items for old business? Let's limit it to that.
Would that be old business or new business? Asking the program
director. That would be old business. A motion was made 2 months ago. Should be recorded.
Point of information.
One moment. So would you like to word that motion for us that we're going to make under old business?
Immediately or?
Yeah, so that we can add it to the agenda.
Oh.
Ask GM and PD to attend LSB meetings. Is that sufficient?
I think Steve Kaiser has the
okay.
motion.
Okay, well, we'll add that item as item.
Should there be a motion?
Excuse me, audience. Please be quiet.
There should be a motion.
Excuse me, audience. Not your turn. Thank you. Okay, that'll be item A under old business. Thank you. Any other items for old business that we would like to add?
I'm not sure whether it's old business or new business, but getting brief reports from current committees. Yeah. LSB committees, we haven't heard from the finance committee, we haven't heard from the audit committee in any regular fashion.
Program oversight?
Exactly.
You're talking about national committees?
No, local committees.
Local committees.
Okay, well, the finance committee is on the agenda. The audit committee is not a local committee.
Is the number of the agenda is the finance committee?
Treasurer report.
Okay.
Yeah. The treasurer always makes a report every month. So he reports. Audit committee is not a local committee. That's a national committee.
So no other committees that we need to hear from in that case.
Not that have been scheduled on the calendar. Although I believe the outreach committee has been meeting.
Oversight?
I don't know that we've had a meeting of the program oversight. It hasn't been scheduled.
Perhaps an update from committees that have not been scheduled so that we can schedule?
The inclusion.
Point of order, just make a recommendation for a vote to change the agenda.
Yeah,
let's
I'm making a recommendation to change the agenda to dedicate 5 minutes to discussing current committees that have met or might meet or
okay,
should meet.
Okay, so item B under reports, committees, would you like to add that?
Yes.
Okay, you got it. Thank you, Mr. Aaron, for that suggestion. Audience, please don't interrupt us. We want to try to get this agenda going, okay? Any other items for new business that are for old business that we would like to discuss? Any items? If I hear none, I'm sorry. Did somebody have a hand? Ali?
Point of information.
Yes, go ahead.
So last night I worked the White Sun event at Emmanuel Presbyterian with the general manager, and he was suffering from respiratory problems. He has asthma, you know. So he said he probably wouldn't be coming today because he's sick.
Okay.
But plans to come to the next meeting with a full report.
Okay, so we'll eliminate item E and F, and we'll make committees item E.
What about the PD?
Okay, excuse me. Thank you. Any other items for new business from local station board members?
I have a question.
One moment. Yes, Grace?
Yeah, Yeah, I'd like to put forth a motion. I don't know if it belongs in new business or in the director's reports or where, but I'd like to, I have a report on the quorum so far for in the local station board elections from Renee, our national election supervisor, and we're pretty low. We're at 3.8%, and the quorum is 10%. So I'd like to write a motion urging the program director and the general manager to start airing carts, urging members to vote on the air, even during the fund drive, because it's important. It's going to be
let's do it under new business item A, okay. And that will be
election appointment.
Elections
motion.
Station elections.
Okay. Thank you. Any other items for new business?
Do you have a question?
Yes, Ms. Goodman.
Well, Mr. Reyes was first, and then after him.
But I think you had a question. I want items for the agenda for new business.
Yes, I would like a very brief report on the event last night from Ali Lexa. Yeah.
Okay. Why don't we just let Mr. Lexa do that now? Go ahead.
Chair, I don't want to complain that you're being.
Okay.
Then don't.
I had a question before Jan. You allow Jan to ask.
Okay.
A question.
One moment.
Lawrence, go ahead. Ask your question.
I just want to know whether I need to put, I intend to amend public comment. Do I wait, or should I put that on the new agenda, new itemized agenda items?
Let's take that up after Ali gives us a report on the event last night right now.
Thank you.
Sure.
Is there a microphone I can talk into?
Yeah, so last night we had a fundraising concert for KPFK at the Emmanuel Presbyterian Church. The group White Sun performed. They donated their performance. Also another artist named David Young performed, and Lily Hayden. White Sun and Lily Hayden are both Grammy Award winning artists. Lily Hayden just won her Grammy last weekend at the Grammys. So the entertainment and talent was really nice. We sold out all the VIP tickets. The VIP reception was catered by SunPower Vegan Restaurant. They donated all the food and catering, which was really nice. I think the attendance was about 300 people, which is pretty good considering we didn't put a lot into promoting this outside of the station. I can't give you the numbers, but I know that the cost for the church and the equipment was probably around $2,500 total. We had about 8 volunteers working at the station at the event, and everything went really well. Hopefully in the next report we can tell you how much money the event raised for the station.
You mean you don't know?
Okay.
Excuse me, no crosstalk, please. No crosstalk, please. Okay, excuse me.
I wasn't taking ticket money. Okay?
Leave her alone.
It will be given.
Mr. Lexa, we don't need to answer questions from the audience at this point. Thank you. Excuse me. Let's be respectful of everyone. Are there any other items for before we do that? Mr. Secretary, please note that Mr. Reyes Apor, Mr. Fernando Velasquez, and Xingyi Bird have arrived.
So noted.
Okay. Rob Macon, that was already noted that he arrived. Other items for new business?
Yes, please.
Ms. Vasilyev.
I would like to hear a brief report about how the fund drive is going so far. At KPFK.
Good point, yes.
Yeah, perhaps we could do that under the treasurer's report.
Oh, yeah, coaches.
Okay.
I'm not reporting anything official. I don't know.
Okay. So if anyone under the directors or treasurers have information on how the fund drive's doing, please include that in your reports. Okay, any other items for new business? Okay. Mr. Reyes, you had a motion for changing the agenda?
Yes, I have a motion to modify the agenda. Okay. I'd like to push public comment number one, item two, to 3A. I mean, yeah, 3A. And no, strike that. 3G, after the director's report and after the treasurer's report, that public comment be held.
Okay, so basically you would like to switch reports before public comments?
Yes. I'd like to put public comment at the end of the reports.
Okay. Are there any objections to that change? Hearing none, it's done.
Thank you, Lauren.
So that puts public comments an hour and 20 minutes into the meeting.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda as modified?
So moved.
Are there any objections to approving the agenda as modified? The agenda. There is an objection. Go ahead, Mr.
Just one.
Yes.
I voted. Huh? Yeah. I just think having public comment goes so far down the agenda. That's a long time before you have the public, you know, being able to comment. That's the only.
Okay. Pushes it back an hour.
Okay. Any other objections?
I'd like to speak in support of moving the public comment after the director's reports.
At this point, we're not voting on it. I'm just going to say that it's been approved with one objection. Okay. So the agenda has been approved with one objection. Noted. Thank you. I'll entertain a motion to approve the excused absence requests.
Motion to approve excused absence.
What about the agenda?
Yeah, the agenda is approved as modified.
Okay, all right, okay.
Are there any objections to approving the excused absence requests?
I'd like to hear the excused absences.
Okay. Sure. Yeah, Mr. Secretary, if you can read the excused absences.
Sandy Childs, Maggie LaPique, Barbara Marbach, and Stephen Pride.
Are there any objections to approving the excused absence request, Mr. Bohr?
I'd like to hear those excused. What was it? They were out of town. They were participating in any event, you know.
I think you received emails regarding almost all of them. Let me check and see if any of them did not send you an email.
Steve Pride had a fall. Sandy Childs is dealing with a friend's illness. She's
Maggie
being a
lunch.
Maggie LaPique's making lunch for the volunteers. She's working with the fund drive. And Barbara Marbach had a personal,
I think.
Luncheon.
I believe she had a conflicting personal commitment.
Yeah, a luncheon.
Okay. So, again, any objections to approving the excused absences?
I have.
Okay. And your objection, Mr. Bohr?
The member, they should know they were out of town. They were doing something for the KPFK for any event. Not just personal.
Okay. Is there a specific person that you would like to object to their excused absence, or just all of them?
It would be Marbach.
No, excuse me. Let's not hear from the audience. I stand corrected. We have a note from Barbara that she has the stomach flu.
Oh.
Okay. Again, I'm going to ask, are there objections, Mr. Poore? Would you like to state your objection?
I'd like to hear that they were sick, they were, you know, out of town, something, not just coming with excuse absence.
Okay, so Steve Pride and Barbara Marbach are sick. Sandy Childs is dealing with an illness of somebody else that she's providing support, and Maggie LaPique is helping out with the fund drive. Do you want to object to any specific members' excused absence?
No.
No? Hearing no objections, the excused absences are approved. Yes, Mr. Reyes.
Thank you, Chair, for recognizing me. I would like to know. Do you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. I thank the Chair for recognizing me. I'd like to know how many absences certain members have had. If that could be done, maybe by the end of the before we adjourn.
I don't know if I can do it before we adjourn. I was tracking that. I stopped tracking it a few months ago when we started getting better attendance. I can update that and provide it at the next meeting if that's satisfactory.
Because there are some members who...
Okay, will that be fine if you're provided that by the secretary for next meeting?
That's fine.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I'll entertain a motion.
Yes?
Do we have any unexcused absences at this meeting?
Yes, we do. Everyone who is absent, who did not receive an excused absence, is unexcused.
And who would that so that should also be on the list that we're asking for, the unexcused absences.
So that will be noted in the minutes for next month.
And last 12 months is satisfactory? Okay.
Okay. I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes. There was a... Okay. Any objections to approving the minutes? Hearing none, the minutes are approved. I have about 11:10 right now. The agenda is roughly about 120 minutes, 2 hours. So I'll entertain a motion to set time certain. Would anyone like to end 1:30? Ms. Goodman?
1:15.
Wow. I would say 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock? Do I hear 12:45? Are there any objections to
1 o'clock?
Are there any objections to setting time certain for 1 o'clock?
Why did I come here?
Because we love you, Javella.
I'm wondering, man.
Okay. So are there any objections to setting time certain for 1 o'clock? Hearing none, time certain set for 1 o'clock. Thank you.
Oh, thanks.
Can I keep this microphone?
Okay. Directors' reports are up. We have
three directors.
Do we have three directors here?
Yep.
Okay. So, who would like to start? Jan, Grace, Mansoor? Okay, we'll start off with Grace Aaron.
Fantastic thing occurred a couple weeks ago, and that is that the PNB passed the new personnel handbook, and Jan did the most work on that, so I'd like, and she's the chair of that committee, so I'd like her to give a report on that first. It's a big milestone.
Okay, so
all right.
Jan Goodman will be the first director to give her a report.
Just as a tiny bit of background, we have not had a new approved personnel manual since, I think, 2006 or 2009.
About 10 years. No cross talk, please.
There was, in 2014, the PNB approved of a proposed or a draft personnel manual subject to the approval of an attorney, and then essentially nothing happened for several years. Finally, last year or the year before, I think it may have been 2 years ago, we had an employment attorney look over the manual and really give it a good revision with lots of edits that made it a much stronger personnel manual. And then the personnel committee was sent the manual, and we and also first Tom Livingston, when he was here, he went over it and he made some edits along with the personnel committee when he was here. And then Maxie Jackson was appointed the new executive director. And by the way, I'm chair of the National Personnel Committee, and I wanted to make sure that he had a chance to look it over and to make any other additional revisions that he thought might be important since he was going to be administering it. So he made some additional revisions, and the Personnel Committee made some additional revisions, and it was finally passed at the last PNB meeting. Some of the significant changes in the Personnel Committee, in the Personnel Handbook, included sections on the ownership of the programs that are produced by staff at Pacifica. And then there were, and I thought that those were very important. There were also important revisions with regard to discipline and a number of other areas. And so essentially, we now have a handbook that applies to both paid and unpaid staff. And it clarifies a lot of things that were sort of up in the air. So I think everybody is really happy that we have this new handbook, so we know exactly where we are.
What is it, like 60 pages or so?
I think something like that, yes. Any other questions? Paulina?
Okay, we'll take questions later. You're just doing your report.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Anything else for your director's report?
Oh, for my director's report. Yes, I just wanted to take note that the new executive director has been very active. He has started working on many areas, as opposed to a lot of executive directors that we've had in the recent past who have sort of been placeholders and have been spent so much time just not doing much. He's really trying to go to the stations and see where they are. He was here at KPFK, I think, since the last LSB meeting. And he did a very excellent presentation of a vision for Pacifica. And one of the important things that I think that he is proposing to do is to hire an organization, the name of which I cannot remember, that does development for non-commercial radio stations, because we have not had any kind of reasonable development director for Pacifica, and certainly and not in Los Angeles either. So to try to start raising funds in from donors and grantors, so that's in the wings. I think I'm going to let Grace talk about the elections, because that's a whole other area that's of national concern. So, and one other thing that I think is important to note is that we were having PNB meetings almost weekly for probably a year, and that has really slowed down. Now that we have an executive director in place, and I think that, and the finances are more stable. We know where we are. We're not dealing with the problems from the Empire State Building issues we have a loan in place. We still have to pay back that loan, but the PNB has been meeting on a much less frequent basis. It's been, you know, every 2 weeks, every 3 weeks. So that has been a big and important change, and I think a big improvement. I guess one other thing, and that is that we have had, we've retained the services, which we talked about before, of a company that was going to do our accounting, and that seems to be going very well, and I just wanted to add that. Okay.
Thank you, Ms. Goodman. Mr. Mansour Saban, would you like... do you have anything for your director's report? But you want to go last? Okay, then go ahead. Mansour Saban, please. You go ahead.
All right, so NEDA, which is the National Education Finance, whatever, it's actually doing us a whole lot of good, and they're working on the audits, and hopefully, according to the Mr. Jackson, our executive director, that it's possible that we might get CPB money for the 2019. So that's a very hopeful news that NEDA's working on our finance. However, individually, radio stations, financial paperwork are a bit of chaotic. So that's part of the NEDA's function for 2 years that we have hired them to straighten up our paperwork and show us how to do things. The other part, I forgot what I was going to talk to you about. That's it.
Thank you, Mr. Saban.
Thanks, Mansour. Yeah, the first thing and of the most importance right now is the election. And Renee, a few people asked Renee what the quorum has been so far at each of the stations. So she sent a little email to a few people on Friday, and I'll give you the rundown. KPFK is the lowest. We have to reach 10% of our membership voting in this local station board election. As of Friday, we only had reached 3.8%. And what's even really bad is only 9% of the staff have voted. The staff quorum is 25%. So any of you who are staff or around the station, please urge your fellow staff members to vote. And also, you know, we all need to urge as many people as we can to vote in this LSB election, because extending the election, if we don't reach quorum, the 10% quorum, the election will have to be extended, which greatly increases the expenses of the election. And also, it kind of disrupts what happens on the national level, because there'll have to be a delay to some extent of seating members from any station that doesn't reach quorum. And the statistics at the other station is KPFA is at 6.1% for listeners, 24.9% for staff. So they've almost reached their staff quorum. We're at 3% here, 3% for listeners, 9% for staff, which I just mentioned. KPFT is 6.5% for listeners, 23.4% for staff. WBAI is at 6.2% for listeners, 13.6% for staff. WPFW had fewer listener candidates than they had open seats, so they canceled their listener election. Their staff election is at 16.4%. So I urge you all to reach out to everyone you know who's a member and get them to vote, help them get their ballots. You can look at elections.pacifica.org. It tells you how to get a ballot or request a ballot if you haven't received one, where to look in your email, etc. The other thing is, yes, NETA is helping a great deal. It's kind of a big transition. Carol Travis and I, who's on the national board, we both are in a little committee called the Pension Plan Committee. The pension plan mess is being sorted out. It's almost sorted out. We had a conference call a couple of days ago with the pension plan administrator, the lawyers for the pension plan, and basically what we found out is our past record keeping has been atrocious. And the amount of time and effort and legal problems this causes is astronomical. It's things like this. We have I'll give you an example which shows you the ramifications of the bad reporting. If somebody asks for or gets their pension, they say, I want whatever is in my pension fund. The station has to give them that money. That's an expenditure for the station, but the payee already put that money into the fund, or it's their money. But then a certain percentage of that goes back to Pacifica to be sent for taxes, payroll taxes, to the federal government and the state government. We haven't been keeping accurate records of having received that money from the pension fund to be sent to the federal and state government for those employee taxes. So we're trying to shuffle through and figure out. And then for some of these people, pensioners who no longer work for Pacifica, but they still have money in the pension funds, we don't know when they worked. We don't necessarily have their Social Security number. So it's been a scramble to try to go to the payroll companies and this kind of thing. And it's like a lot of work. It's costing us a lot of money because some of the people who are requesting this information are lawyers charging $250 an hour just to nag us for the information. So it's really necessary. And this is the kind of situation that bad record keeping costs. We're in some sort of Department of Labor investigation because of this type of bad record keeping. So we really, really need the national board, and locally we need to ensure that our record keeping from this point forward is done accurately, is done transparently, and is done in a way that's compatible with the other stations and efficiently, and so that we don't have this problem ever again, because it's a very expensive problem. It's already cost us, basically, I'm not just talking, the pension fund is being straightened out now. It'll be good in, you know, a short time. But this dysfunction is in all of our record keeping and all of our accounting. So, and it's already cost us about $3 million in Corporation for Public Broadcast funds. So as board members... I don't think six.
2012-13.
Yeah, Mansour says six. I haven't calculated it. A huge amount of money has been squandered because of our poor record keeping. So all of us need to be conscious of this and to demand on the local level and the national level that record keeping is done accurately and transparently, and so that it can be accessed easily across the network and here at KPFK.
Okay. Thank you, Grace.
Hold on.
I'd like to ask, do any of the directors have any information on how the current fundraising is going that they could add to their reports at this time? Okay.
What do you mean?
How's the fund job?
It's going fine.
Okay, fund drive's going fine, according to Minister.
Thank you.
Ms. Goodman, you said you wanted to add something to your report. Please do so.
Can I have the mic?
Okay, let's not have any crosstalk. This is from the directors, okay?
I just wanted to point out that it appears that part a serious part of the accounting problems have been caused by lack of accountability, staff accountability. That is to say that general managers haven't demanded that the accounting be done properly,
and the executive directors haven't. And part of that problem is that we relied for a number of years on volunteer executive directors. And it's the perfect example of being penny wise and pound foolish. When we had these volunteer executive directors who were executive directors because they were the chairpersons of the board of Pacifica and not because they were professional radio executives, this was one of the results. They didn't have time, they didn't have knowledge of making sure that this kind of accounting was taken care of. So I'm saying this for future reference, that this idea of, oh, we don't have to have a real executive director, we can just have a volunteer, that it's being penny wise and pound foolish, and this is the perfect example of how much money it has cost. Not only just straining it out, but also the CPB funding, and just, you know, for each individual person who has a pension plan, you know, having their pension being all screwed up is also a cost, and we need to recognize that. Thank you.
Yeah, I, there's one other part to my report that I forgot, and this is important. In order to retrieve our corporation from public broadcast funding, which probably will mean something like between $200,000 and $300,000 a year for KPFK, the total grant is somewhere between $800,000 and $1 million a year. So in order to be eligible for that, we need to have a community advisory board. That's a requirement. The community advisory board is independent from the local station board and is independent from management. Management and the local station board can facilitate it but cannot disrupt it or interfere in its work. So I would urge all candidates and put out the word that all candidates who are running in this election be urged, if they don't become local station board members, be urged to join the community advisory board, because only two Pacifica stations have one. The community advisory board is charged with surveying communities and giving information to management and to the board about what community needs are. In other words, to do a community needs assessment. And this can be very valuable. It's been valuable to other public broadcasting stations. So I was instrumental in forming a community advisory board here years ago. So I'm willing to explain what it's all about and help get people to join the community advisory board.
Thank you. Before I take questions for the staff, I would like to caution local station board members that this period of the agenda is to ask bona fide questions of our directors, not to use the time to make personal statements about personal beliefs. So if you could please try to limit this time to questions for the directors based on their reports. Thank you. Excuse me, Fred. Okay, I have Steve, Myla, Paulina, Reza. Anyone else that I missed? Lawrence? Okay. So I have Steve, Myla, Paulina, Reza, Lawrence. Anyone else? Fernando. I have Steve, Myla, Paulina, Reza, Lawrence, Fernando. Okay. I would like to not add anyone to the stack after that. Steve, go ahead.
Jan, the manual you were talking about, is that an employee manual, Jan Goodman? Was that an employee manual you were talking about?
I'm sorry.
It's a 60-page about employee manual about how employees at all the Pacifica stations need to behave and the nature of the game. Okay. Yes. And also on the NETA, it seems like we had two things that dropped our funding from the Corporation of Public Broadcasting. Our Nielsen ratings were too low, and our accounting was atrocious. And so are they optimistic that we will be able to turn around our accounting and our numbers? I know that we've risen amazingly in the Nielsen ratings. So are those the two elements that we have changed that NETA is optimistic we can get this back?
Yes.
Yes. There are other things that need to be done. The community the requirements are that we're deficient in right now. Only two Pacifica stations have active community advisory boards. Ours was active until about a year ago, I'd say.
Dave Johnson was running it, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, but it's not.
3 years ago.
3 years? Yeah, it's not really active. Only two stations have active community advisory boards right now. So we need. So
which two?
I think WBAI and maybe, I don't know, either
KPFT.
I think KPFT.
Houston and New York.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we need a community advisory boards. We need to keep excellent minutes, especially on the national level. The minutes have to be available for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. So our LSP minutes are important. Particularly the audit committee minutes are very important for the audits and the minutes of the national board meetings. So minutes are important, record keeping in that way. The financial audits have to be up to date, and our financial record keeping has to be up to date. And also, I think this was mentioned in a public meeting. We were overpaid by the CPB because all the way back in like 2012 or something like that. So we have a deficit that we're going to have to deal with. I think it's about $130,000 or $140,000. And then KPFK separately lost its CPB funding a year earlier than the rest of the network because the CPB deemed that our listenership was too low to warrant CPB funding. So all stations, because our listenership has declined across the network, all stations should make all efforts to increase listenership if we want to retrieve our CPB funding.
So to head up the Community Advisory Board, we need somebody that's not on the board, not in management. We need somebody independent like Dave Johnson was,
yes,
not being in that. So
yes.
Is there any thoughts about soliciting somebody to head that up?
Well, we can ask Dave to do it again. But the thing is, We have to get people who are willing to actually function and do community needs assessments and get down to it, because that can be very valuable to the general manager and to the board.
I went to one of those meetings, and he had about 30 people there the last time I saw that, about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
Questions asked.
Go ahead, Mansoor. Yeah.
Okay. The CAPS are run by the general manager, not by the board.
The general manager.
Excuse me. Mansoor has the floor, please.
Okay. So the way that CAPS work, CAPS reports to general manager, and that's, they are separate entity, but the reports goes to the general manager and then goes up the line. But it's not part of LSB, or it would not be run by LSB. That's...
Mr. Secretary, please note Ms. Lisa Wong has joined us. Thank you.
Okay, just to clarify that. Anyone, somebody from the community can organize a community advisory board. There's not the management does not have to do that.
It's an official.
So you it's a separate entity that reports to the general manager, but is not controlled by either the board or the local either the board or the management. So it's supposed to be a separate independent entity. Who gets people to join it? Anybody can try to organize it.
Okay, we're way over on this our time for this section. Myla, let's
try to keep our comments and answers brief. Again, we're way over on our time on this section. Myla.
My questions pertain to the record keeping and the audit committee. And I'm wondering, I think I heard someone say that the audit committee has not yet. Can someone tell me the last time the audit committee met, the PNB? I know Paulina was wondering about that.
It's meeting Monday night, tomorrow night.
Okay. So when I was on the audit committee, I did some research in terms of the responsibilities of the audit committee. And not only is the audit committee responsible for suggesting an audit firm to be used, but a really great responsibility for the audit committee is to work with each station and to make sure that the records are in order so that they can be audited. And I think that that's where we have really dropped the ball. And I guess what I'm asking is whether the PNB will make sure that the audit committees actually fulfill that role of staying on top of checking to make sure that all of our financial records are in order and promptly and current so that we can keep up with our audits. Is there anyone who wants to take that from the, any director?
I'm on the audit committee.
Mm-hmm.
The plan so far is the audit committee passed a motion that I authored that passed the PNB requesting that NETA take over the financial accounting for WBAI and WPFW, the two stations that do not have business managers and that were delinquent in, or we were having a lot of difficulty getting financial information from those two stations. And it was holding up the audit as well as some of the other stations. But so NETA has created a plan to do that. The plan is that they are sending special scanners to those stations and training up somebody at the stations to scan in all checks that are received, all receipts for expenditures, and to itemize what the expenditures are for and what the income is from. And then the bookkeeping will be done by remotely by NETA. That's the system that's being put in place now for WBAI and WPFW. To a certain degree, that's also going to be put in place for the other three stations. The other three stations currently have business managers. So it's in the process of being sorted out, and some of the stations have different ways of doing their bookkeeping than other stations. So it needs to be standardized across the network so everybody is using the same software, everybody's using the same bookkeeping methods, et cetera, et cetera. It's a long process because our books haven't been kept up and records are out of order, so it's like kind of fixing what was done badly in the past and figuring out the numbers and then creating a unified system across the network.
Thank you. I understand all of that, but my question is, this isn't funny. I'm not joking. My question is, you don't seem to be aware of the fact that the responsibility of members of the audit committee is to check on each of their local stations and check and know where we are with respect to financial statements. Are they current? If they're not current, when was the last current financial statement given to, produced? We'd like to know the date. I think the responsibility of members of the audit committee is to just track where we are with respect to financial statements. That's all. And it seems like that other people are doing it. This has been contracted, but it's the responsibility of audit committee members to check on it and to track it personally.
Okay, I'm also on the audit committee, and I would like to say that it seems to be the feeling that that is not the case, that that is a management function, and our function as an audit committee is to work with, hire the audit firm and make sure the audits get done. We do encourage the national, excuse me, my turn, thank you. We do encourage, we have made motions to the national board, to managerial staff, to take charge of those things, but we are not working at the managerial level at the stations. We are just a committee under the Pacific National Board.
I can find my research.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you.
If we can point of order. We out of time with this segment. It's 10 minutes. It's already, we already 1 minute over.
Yeah, we're way over. Okay.
I move to extend time by 5 minutes.
Okay, are you done, Ms. Reason, with your questions? Okay, thank you. Paulina, you're next.
Thank you. I have several questions. I'll try to be very brief. About the personnel handbook, is this a handbook for all personnel, both volunteer and paid staff? And furthermore, are there any protocols in this handbook for management to deal with personnel disputes or harassment reports? Because I don't think that management so far have clear guidelines as to how to proceed when personnel disputes arise. That's about that issue. And when will it be shared with staff?
Let Ms. Goodman answer that question before you go
on. So I'll go one by one.
So, yes, there are sections on harassment, sexual harassment, discrimination, various things like that in the handbook, and basically that those things are not tolerated and what should be done and how it should happen. I am not sure when exactly the handbook is going to be distributed. I will send it to our chair and have him send it to everybody on the LSB so that we all will have copies of it. And then, oh, and yes, it includes paid and unpaid staff, both.
Are there protocols for management also as to how what steps the management should be taking?
Yes. And
No, I don't think so.
I believe that all staff is supposed to sign the handbook, that they've received it and that they have or will read it, so that we will have that as part of the personnel records for everyone. But okay. I will say this, I don't know exactly the timeline for that distribution and signing, but that's one of the things I think that we should take up in the personnel committee, is to make sure that it gets out in an expeditious manner.
Thank you, Ms. Goodman. As you said, now this is an approved personnel handbook. You're going to send me a copy. I will send it to the local station board members, and that will also go to our general manager, who is an ex officio member of our local station board. So he will be receiving it also. Excuse me, audience. Thank you. Ms. Paulina, did you have another question?
I had questions about our CPB funding and questions about elections, so I'll state those briefly. About the CPB funding, from what I understand, Mr. Sabah stated that according to the new to Maxie Jackson, the executive director of the foundation, there's a possibility that we can recover our CPB funding. Isn't it true that depends on whether we get our 2018 audit in on time? And isn't it also true that the 2017 audit needs to be done first? I'd like to find out whether directors are aware and or willing to work with the auditors to have the audit done sooner and perhaps receive a lower rating, or a truer audit, and how important, I just want to say, the importance of getting the audits in on time as opposed to making them look prettier. I don't know if that's a question, really, but I guess...
That was a question.
If the directors are...